Salipia is sometimes called the village painted in flowers, and no wonder, since not only houses and barns, but also the wells, fences and dog kennels are covered in painted flowers. Of greatest interest is the farm of Felicia Churuova herself. The original farm consists of Felicia Churuova's house, a stable and a barn. These buildings are arranged in a U-shape, which is open to the road. Standing with your back to the road, on the left side of the farm, is the house of Churuova, with an old stable opposite and the barn building to the right. Two more historical listed buildings can be found in the old farm estate, dating back to the 19th century. The house, which belonged to Stefania Wonchaniska, which is part of Churuova's cottage and the stable, and a dozen or so meters to the right of the barn, stands the building which was known as the Pauper's Cottage. Felicia Churuova's house was built in 1908 and is clad with vertical yellow-painted boards of wood, which form a bright yellow background for the blue shapes painted on top, such as the window frames, painted in an intense blue. The door, decorated in dark brown with blue diamond-shaped decorations, with three vertical strings of pale blue flowers trailing on either side of the entrance. Each grows from a stem with leaves. The petals of the flowers spread out in a circle. The pink walls of the stable are decorated with large bouquets of blue flowers in bulging vases. The barn is clad with dark brown planks of wood. Wonchaniska's house and the pauper's cottage are whitewashed and decorated with typical Zalipian patterns. On the sides of the blue-framed windows and blue doors of the Wonchaniska house, bouquets of large and small flowers are painted. Red, pink, blue and yellow flowers emerge from green leaves. On the sides of the windows, blue forget-me-nots bloom on vertical branches. Above the frame, red and blue clusters of flowers are painted. On the walls of the pauper's cottage, the floral patterns rise higher than the windows. Between the green leaves, the flowers shimmer red, blue, pink and sunny yellow. In spring, summer and autumn, the patterns on these Zalipia cottages blend charmingly with the various species of real wildflowers growing in the surroundings. The interiors of the houses comprising the Churuova farmstead are adorned with an almost overwhelming array of painted flowers, drawn with a remarkable simplicity with extraordinarily vivid colors. However, you can easily recognize individual species, such as yellow sunflowers and pink peonies. The flowers seem to burst out on the whitewashed walls of the kitchen stove, on large and small kitchen items, and on the white walls where they surround priceless family photographs. While visiting this artist's house, you can also admire a folk costume that she made, which consists of a skirt, an apron, a waistcoat, a blouse, and a headscarf. The green floral-patterned skirt has an apron, half-embroidered with a band of colorful flowers. The red waistcoat has black inserts. The white blouse is covered with colorful embroidered flowers. Red beads and a red headscarf complete the outfit.